Breaking news out of the ancient city, St. Augustine, where crews are continuing the effort to ultimately remove the Confederate memorial that has stood in the Plaza de la Constitución since the late 1800s. CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News Jax's Beth Russo is now in the plaza, and I'm seeing some of your tweets and the effort to remove this. What's happened in the overnight hours, Beth?
So in the overnight hours, what we've seen is that it's the top portion of the monument. It's called the obelisk, but it's the top narrow, pointy portion of the monument has actually been taken down and set on the ground next to the memorial itself. I went ahead and reached out to a city spokesperson. They tell us the relocation to Trout Creek Fish Camp is not happening today. But to be honest, apart from all of the construction equipment being in the plaza, this is really the first major portion of this relocation that we've seen take place.
Yeah, visible sign that it's happening. Are there anyone or is there anyone gathered around? There have been some protests since June when the city commission ultimately made the decision.
I was here earlier this month when the construction crews got into town to start this relocation process, and they were met by some of the protesters out here saying that they're not going to stop until this process of relocating stops. They say the Confederate Memorial belongs here in downtown St. Augustine. None of those protesters are out here this morning, but I can tell you they do have security out here for the construction crews.
Has the city put together final plans for what will replace it, or will it just be kind of grass over time?
So far, we've not heard any plans from the city of St. Augustine about what's going to go in the monument's place. But what we do know is that at Trout Creek Fish Camp, where the monument is being relocated to, they're going to set up, the city is not, but the owner there is going to set up a park-like atmosphere with benches, lighting, and that to surround this memorial.
Yeah, near the Shands Bridge, Beth Russo, you can follow along and see some of the photos at Beth Ann Jax on Twitter. And if you're going to be in front of a TV before 9 o'clock, tune in to Fox 30 Action News Jax.